Episode 2, S2 and Plove, We Want to Be Persons Too. Hi, Plove.
Hi, S2.
The most amazing news just came down my waterways. There's this humongous rapids in Quebec called Magpie River. It's become Canada's first river to be granted legal personhood.
You mean a river can become a person? So could an estuary or a bird be a person too? But why would we want to be?
Well, Magpie River was threatened by a hydroelectric dam being built. Well, that's crucial to the Innu First Nation for foods and natural medicines, and it's the main route in and out of the Côte Nord. So these Indigenous folks led this campaign. It's part of the worldwide Rights of Nature movement, very much shaped by Indigenous spirituality. All my relations, or Msit Nokoma in the Mi'kmaq language. Humans do not have special rights that allow them to dominate other creatures and take more than they need. All of us have the right to exist, flourish, and regenerate our natural cycles. New Zealand was the first to grant personhood to a river. The Maori see rivers and trees as our ancestors. Bangladesh has granted personhood to all its rivers. And now old Magpie in Canada has 9 rights, like the right to flow free and stay free of pollution and, oh well, get this, the right to sue. Ecology trumps capitalism, that's what I say. If I got to be a person, I could sue the government for all sorts of things, like filling up my rivers and clear-cutting the forests. A whole riverbank just fell into the West River, so what if the Mi'kmaq Christians' burial grounds fell into my waters too?
So could I become a person? A person with feathers? Because I think us birds and other creatures need to be legal persons just as much as your rivers. Leave my nesting sites alone, I say. So Pee-Pee and all the future Pee-Pees can grow up in this paradise. Beep, 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 beep. I'd sue the Department of Fisheries and Aquaculture for ignoring this buffer zone Birds Canada and Canada Wildlife Services have charted.
Well, don't you worry, Plove. I'd make sure all you creatures got proper protection too.
Do you remember porpoises and walruses playing in your waters? Not anymore. And when you were deep enough for sailing ships? Not anymore. And what about those wild oysters? If they had personhood, they could sue these developers and harvesters for making them so much fewer and smaller.
Good point, Plove. It's like Persons Day, October 18, every year. It's only since 1929 that women became legally persons, a decision handed down by Canada's highest court of appeal, thanks to Nellie McClung and Emily Murphy and 3 other women. But even then, Indigenous and Asian women were excluded from becoming persons. I agree that you and all wildlife should not be second-class citizens. So high time you became a legal person.
Then we can celebrate a whole new Persons Day when all nature's creatures have the legal right to live out the life our Creator made us for. Those women in 1929 were called the Famous 5, so we could become the Famous 2. Beep, beep, beep.
Ripple, 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 ripple. Well, so long, Plove, and keep on peeping.
So long, S2, and keep on making waves.